that messed me all the way up. Oh, no, it didn't. No, it didn't. I remember what Camp Rock 2 was. I remember the whole name now.
Yeah, what was that?
This is how I know there wasn't a...
This is Jim Colby from Vox Urbana, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio Monday, November 28th on WGXC, including at 9 a.m. we hear from Yvonne Taylor of the Seneca Lake Guardians about the grassroots effort to get Governor Kathy Hochul to sign the first in the nation cryptocurrency mining moratorium. That happened last week, and Yvonne Taylor will tell us about it on the WGXC morning show. Then at 10 a.m. on the Afrosonic Taxi, we're hearing music from Molly. At noon, after the local news, it's time for the Deep Three show, with works this week from Rafael Pidal, McCoy Tyner, and Heinz Sauer, among others. At 2 p.m., the Vital Weekly show has new music from around the world, including tracks this week from Milton Babbitt, Mikhail Kuhn, and Susana Santos Silva.
Grace. Can't do without. Thank you.
Some say I would. Said I could. Wondered if I could. Battles in my head. Times I felt lost and broken. Felt like I couldn't make it through the day. But I know God has spoken, and He promised not to leave me. So I'm standing here today, say, how did I get here? I call it grace, 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 grace brought me here. If it wasn't for your grace, I call it grace, 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 grace brought me here. God, if it wasn't for your grace, times I felt lost and broken, felt like I would have never made it through the day. But I know God has spoken, and He promised not to leave me. Never knew you'd still be here. Never knew you'd still be sane. Never knew you'd smile again. Never know you'd hope again. So I'm standing here today singing, how did I get here? I call it grace. And looked back and wondered how. You know it's a miracle.
'cause without him, where would we be? Yeah. I call it grace, 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 grace brought me here. If it wasn't for your grace, oh, I call it grace, grace, oh, grace, grace brought me here. If it wasn't for your grace, oh, 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 I call it grace. I call it grace brought me here. If it wasn't for your grace,
yes, it's grace that got us here. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It was grace, grace, grace. It is grace, grace, grace. Amazing grace. Am I right about it, Mr. Randall?
Amen, amen. Grace is the key. Good morning, Brightsiders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you today?
I am well. I am well. Getting in the groove, getting ready for a great show.
All right. Praise the Lord. I froze up there for a minute.
I see.
I've been having technical difficulties. We're going to overcome that too. Praise the Lord. You had a good Thanksgiving?
I did. You know, it's lovely. And, you know, for me, it's not about the eating, but it's just when you have your family together and your loved ones or your friends or, you know, your family that you've created, it's just a wonderful thing. It is truly a blessing.
It truly is. It's the national day of Thanksgiving, because we know every day is a day of Thanksgiving, but that nationally we set aside a day to give thanks. Hallelujah. I was in correspondence with, you know, my friend, my sister friends in Australia, and by email, and their Thanksgiving is coming up on Wednesday. They have the last Wednesday of November as Thanksgiving Day. So it was kind of nice to be able to, you know, talk about our Thanksgiving. And this year, you know, our Thanksgiving, I think, came ahead of theirs. But because the last Thursday, sometimes it's the last Wednesday before us, I guess. I don't know. But in any event, happy Thanksgiving to all our Australian friends. I know we have a sister here living among us that moved here from Australia in May. So shout out to you, my sister. Hallelujah. And welcome to Columbia County. Good morning, all you bright siders. Hallelujah. I hope you enjoyed our National Day of Thanksgiving as well. I know I have some friends that, you know, they're seniors and they live alone, and they find interesting ways to celebrate as well. And so if you live alone, you don't have any family or friends nearby, reach out to us if you're nearby. We'll be your family and your friends. Am I right about it?
Absolutely. Amen. That's right.
Absolutely. Amen. So you reach out so you don't have to celebrate alone. I went and celebrated with Reentry Columbia County on Wednesday night, and they had just a wonderful Thanksgiving feast. I met some wonderful people, and look forward to having some conversations with them over the air. They have some stories to share and some experiences to light the pathway. So I'm grateful this year. Mom is here with me, praise the Lord. And, you know, I hosted Thanksgiving, and for some people, 10 is a small number. That's light stuff. But for me, it was a big number. Hallelujah. The first time I had 10 around the table, and we made it work. It was just wonderful. So I give God thanks for the blessings that he had bestowed upon us. And under the sound of my voice, if you're here and you hear me, then you are already blessed today. Count your blessings one by one and you'll see mighty things that God has done. Amen. That was Grace by Mr. Kevin McDowell. It opened us up today. And you know what we do. We have music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we have a lineup for you today that is going to include Now I Know by Ted and Sherry, You Remain, Todd Galbraith featuring Chandler Moore, God Alone, Angela Moss Pool, God Is On Your Side, the Mississippi Mass Choir featuring Leandria Johnson, and For the Good of Them, Miss Kim McFarlane, Love Me to Death, Thomas Ware. Yes, beloved, stay right here. We got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. After that lineup, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Now I know you remain God alone. God is on your side. For the good of them, love me to death. Here we go. Amen. You already know.
Well, yes, it's true that I've been told that God can do all things. I even heard the saints of old testifying to these things, that God gives peace in storms, restoration for the war. But then God showed up for me, but now I have a testimony.
Didn't know it for real until God healed me.
God's a provider.
Not plain to see, it came my lived reality. To see my back.
Oh God, I'm grateful. Yeah, I'm really grateful. You've had so many reasons to leave. Oh yeah, but you're still.
Jesus, I would have been. Some days are weary.
Some days are weary.
And you can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it. And don't you think?
And don't you think nothing less?
So wipe the tears from
so
your
wipe
eyes.
The tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
God's on your side.
Hold on.
Oh, no,
God's on your side.
God's on your side.
He can.
He can.
Handle it.
Handle it.
God's on your side.
God's on your side.
Hold on.
God's on your side. This is the bright side. And there is a bright side somewhere. Right here, right now with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we're here with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is God on Your Side by Mississippi Mass Choir, and there's more. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Yes, you can.
I don't want Your problem is to death. You gave your life for me. I didn't deserve it. You thought I was worthy. Way back on Calvary, you died to set me free. I didn't deserve it. You thought I was worthy. You love me to death. Oh, oh, Jesus. You laid down your crown, stepped out of eternity into mortality just to save me. You took the pain.
I know you're out there. Hallelujah. Those who are lovers of Jesus and know that Jesus loves you. Yes, beloved, we can thank him for loving even to death cross. We are coming out of the Thanksgiving weekend, National Day of Thanksgiving weekend. Amen. I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And one of the best ways to start the day is giving God thanks for waking you up in the morning. Thanks if you can hear, if you can see, if you can do both or one or the other. Even if you can't, thanking God for people who are taking care of you and helping you. Thanking you for giving us life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. We just have so much to be thankful for. And I just want to take a little time to say thank you, Lord, for truly what you have done for us. I say it every morning when we are on our prayer line, our Overcoming Ministries prayer line, which meets 6 days a week at 7:30 a.m. And I say it every time. Among people in this world, we are very blessed, God. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly. We don't take you for granted or take you lightly. And I thank God he loves us to death. Amen. And guess what? It's not even till death do us part, because at the point of death, for those who have received the free gift of salvation, we know that's just a transfer of address. Yes, from the earth realm to the kingdom of heaven. So to God be the glory and God be the praise. Thank you, God. We have that blessed assurance and hope deep down in our side. I know there might be some atheists and agnostics out there listening too, but guess what? God loves you too. Yes, he does. God sent his only begotten son that he might pay the price for the sins of the whole world. And I know at that time when Jesus came, there weren't even any Christians yet. All right. So yes, he loves us all. He loves us all. He wants best for us, good for us, great things for us, and gives us the free will to pursue that course. I want to share from a devotional I read this morning, and it touches my heart. It's titled Prayerful and Thankful, and it is taken from Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. In the New American Standard Bible version, it reads, "Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving." With an attitude of thanksgiving. It's all about the attitude of gratitude, beloved. And someone said that your gratitude and your attitude will affect your altitude, how high you can go in the race of life, the stairway to heaven even. Hallelujah. I want to share what the writer wrote. I think it is so true and so insightful. They said, many people admit they pray when facing a crisis or having needs, but Paul described a completely different attitude toward prayer. He spoke of a life devoted to prayer. Yes, beloved, he spoke of a life devoted to constant prayer. He taught about being perpetually watchful, vigilant, alert, and prepared. He said we should pray with thankfulness. Beloved, thankfulness opens our hearts to God. It changes our countenance and attitude. When we are thankful, we feel, think, and look differently. With a thankful heart, it is more difficult to be doubtful, discouraged, worried, or afraid. Many people fill their prayers with lists of wishes. But thankfulness changes our relationship with God. It helps us take our minds off ourselves and focus on Him. We remember all He has done for us. We think about His word and faithfulness. Thankful prayer encourages a spirit of worship as we realize that God is our Creator. He loves and cares about us as individuals. Thankfulness encourages faith. We realize He answers prayers and hears us. Thankfulness changes our vocabulary. If we concentrate on needs and problems, we can be worried, afraid, doubtful, or discouraged. But when we are thankful, we can be filled with expectation and confidence in God. Think about all God has done for you. Don't take His blessings for granted. Worship Him. Seek to foster a more intimate relationship with Him. Devote yourself to a life of constant prayer and always be thankful. Amen, beloved. That's it. I'm telling you. And that's what we do every day. We did this 7 days a week for 7 years. And after the seventh year, and we have our 10th anniversary coming in April. Amen. We've been doing it for 6 days a week. Since the pandemic, we were doing it 7 nights a week. And then this past spring or summer, we moved to 4 nights a week. Praise the Lord, to free Pastor Kim up to do some other things. But we have watchers on the wall all those other 4 nights, other ministers and lay people who value the power of prayer and who pray with thankful hearts and attitudes of gratitude. And we've seen God do some miraculous things for true beloved, not just throwing that word out there lightly. And so I encourage you, you know, come on and find out what it is that we're doing. Thankful for the Thanksgiving weekend that I was able to celebrate and so many of you were able to celebrate, remembering those who were less fortunate, those who are mourning and grieving, those who are in now harm's way, war-torn places, or living in hostile environments, even in their own homes, but thankful that I know that God is a deliverer and God is able to turn things around, and God will stand with the oppressed. He'll stand with those who stand with him. And so I thank God for the opportunity to express hope in God, no matter what the situation. Hallelujah. I'm giving God thanks today, beloved. I'm giving God thanks for this Tuesday is Thanksgiving Tuesday. I don't remember when or how it got started. I know that it had something to do with somebody thinking about Black Friday and the commercialism and how people are going to spend so much money on things they probably don't need, things that they probably shouldn't have. Amen. And going into debt because of it, trying to get a deal. And then they had Cyber Monday, where if you don't go to the stores on Black Friday, you can go online and shop till you drop on Monday. And somebody said, well, we're going to make Giving Tuesday. If people want to give money away, hallelujah, don't give it all to all of the retailers. Don't give it to all of the big box stores in Madison Avenue, Barker's. But hollering, no offense, but give to causes. Give to causes that you're passionate about. Give to faith endeavors. Give to the agencies and organizations that are really on the front lines doing stuff for folks every day, all year long, all around us. And so I just wanted to put a pitch out there for Giving Tuesday. It is a day to fundraise, hallelujah, and inviting people to consider giving on Giving Tuesday. We want to put a pitch in there that it's not only a day for financial fundraising, but it is a day to raise up more awareness about organizations and what you're doing in the community. It is also a day of giving the opportunity for people who want to serve in their communities and looking for ways to serve that they can feel connected to different organizations and make a choice, a selection of how they might be able to use their limited time and resources of time and talent and treasure to help serve. Amen. It is also an opportunity for people who cannot volunteer time and volunteer talent because of life circumstances, their commitments to school or work or family demands. But they can still be involved and still be a part by financially supporting and getting involved, giving a gift. And on Thanksgiving Tuesday, it has such a tremendous impact for so many. I want to put a plug out there for our station, WGXC. When you're thinking about giving on Thanksgiving Tuesday, I want to put a plug for God Belongs in Our County, which is a collaboration of several churches in the community that open up opportunities June through September, going all around the county, bringing the gospel, bringing local residents information to learn more about the missions of these churches and even organizations in our community, partnering with the City of Hudson, the Columbia County Agricultural Society, and other organizations around the county in order to do that freely for our residents. I want to put a plug in for Overcoming Ministries, who we do so many things in the community, the annual Columbia County Martin Luther King Observance. We celebrate for the community, bring Black History Month, a book club, a Women's History Month, National Day of Prayer. This month, we're working with the county clerk and the Marines for our toys for teens and tots and things. And just so much the good stuff that's going on, helping to improve the lives of our individuals and families all around us, whether it's seniors to, you know, cradle to the grave, right? So, you know, think about Giving Tuesday. Remember, it is an opportunity to participate. You don't have to be physically present. If you can't go, send go. Amen. It takes money to do ministry, and the Bible says money satisfies many things. So remember Giving Tuesday, beloved, and remember always, in all things, give God thanks. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we got some more music for you right now, wherever you are. Yes, wherever you are, this is Miss Olivia Lane coming at you.
It might be strange to bring up in this conversation, but a name comes up when I think about your situation. I haven't been where you've been, but I've been where I've been, and I've seen it again and again and again. There's no place in your heart or no night that's too dark that he won't walk with you in. Some find him in a pew, some find him in a mess. I found him at the bottom of my brokenness. Some find him at the top, some find him in a cell. Some who think they can save themselves. It's never too late, never too far gone. He will meet you wherever you are. Wherever you are, wherever you are. I tried everything that the world tried to say.
Let this be, let this be your cry. Let this be your story, wherever you are. Yes, he won't leave us. He won't forsake us. He won't forget about us. He's always willing to forgive us. Talking about Jesus. Listen, beloved, all you November babies, the month is winding up. You celebrated this month, are going to be celebrating in the days to come. We want to wish you a very happy and healthy, blessed birthday. Listen, when we come back next week, we'll be in Advent season. Got more, a lot to say about that. So y'all come back now, you hear? This is Pastor Kimmy, a perpetual optimist. I want you to remember, no matter how great a day, no matter how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there. And the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. You hang in there. God loves you, and I love you too. Have a wonderful week. God bless you for now. Goodbye.